Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Linda Bott, and it's Friday the 13th, which means that Frosty has got extra protection around him today. He's wearing extra good luck charms.
I have two hoods on today.
He's got major hoodage.
He has major hoodage on today. And, of course, Soulmate, how you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, you know what today is? Chaotic Friday. Because it's whatever comes across those phone lines is going to go out to 100-something thousand people. So if you've got that rant, if you've got that item that you've been holding back for a week, saying, you know what, this is just making me madder and madder. Could it be earmarks? Could it be taxes? Could it just be that we're too happy on a Friday the 13th? Let us hear it.
Or could it just be something positive?
Well,
because I am the yang of the ying, or the ying of the yang, depending on which side of the bed I wake up on. No, really, two things here that I would like to share with you in case you just are waking up. There is something really fabulous going on this weekend at the Cascade Theater, and that is a film festival from a local. Somehow you've had to either be from Shasta, attached to Shasta, grew up here or something, but there is Film Festival Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Cascade. We're going to be there tonight. I just think it's really wonderful that this is going on. Also, on a positive note here, yesterday I was driving through Holiday Market parking lot up there off of Placer, and there was this woman sitting with her daughter outside. Beautiful day it was. And you know how we have those snapshot moments? You just like look at something and you get this feeling that comes over you and it stays with you for a minute and then you've created something in your mind. Well, she's looking at her daughter and she had such a beautiful look on her face of the joy. I think it was her daughter. It could have been her niece. But I believe this was something so special, this bond between this woman and this child. And we came across something this morning about Mary Quinn, a woman who was 48 years old from Greenwich, Connecticut, who was laid off in December after a very high-paying 18-year Manhattan investment company job. And she's one of the many that we're reading about that are finding the blessings from losing the high-powered position in what it is to go home and be at home, be unemployed, but find the pleasure and the gratification and the spiritual connection that you have with the time you spend with your children. So on a positive note, to the woman who was up at the Holiday Market with her child, I believe, and the beautiful, serene, happy look of connection in your face, happy Friday the 13th.
Hey, all right. Okay, look, this is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. People are already starting to call. We have a couple of the things we need to talk about before we get to our phone callers. But join us after these messages. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Friday the 13th. Carl Linda Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, look, there's a couple things I need to talk about before we get to the phones, which are busy. I got an email again from some people. And there's a girl. She's a 15-year-old sophomore by the name of Sierra Pate, has been battling cancer for several months. She's a sophomore at Central Valley High School. She's completed 8 rounds of chemotherapy at the University of California Medical Center in San Francisco. Her father passed away a couple years ago, and her mother has had to leave her job for several months to travel with Sierra. It has stopped growing, but it's still present. They're having a fundraiser for Sierra for her medical care and travel. They're having a tri-tip dinner fundraiser on Saturday, March 14th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Joan Baez Senior Hall Center in Shasta Lake. It's dine-in or take-out, tri-tip, and all the fixings, and it's $7. Now, Linda and I are heading off to other things that day, but we're going to go by there, and we're going to stop by and buy a couple tickets and say hello because it's a great kid, Sierra Pate. So, again, it's a fundraiser at the John Bidet Senior Hall Center in Shasta Lake, and it's dine-in, take-out, it's tri-tip, and it's for $7 a ticket. Stop by, grab a dinner, and help out here. And the other thing is, I know I've got one more, by Marty Carpenter. There's a play being put on about the Holocaust, but it's on the side of the positive values of people that made it through. It's called Strains of Fear. It's going to be Friday and Saturday tonight and tomorrow night at the Palisadro Church of Christ. And it doors open at 7 p.m. and it runs about 1 hour. It's free. So it's won it's called Strains of Fear. It's won a Scholastic National Gold Award for dramatic script last year. Anyway, this is something else to do in our community.
Hey, we've got the phones are just, okay. They're backed up. So let's get to our callers.
Daniel, you're up.
Well, hey, I guess I know where I'm having dinner, huh?
There you go. You know what? What a good way to help out here.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
This is again comes from our listeners that send stuff to us, and we try to get some of these things. Try to get as much of this out as we can.
FreeFireRadio.com.
There you go.
Open day and night for emails.
There you
go. What's up, Daniel?
Well, you know, Carl browbeat me one time when I said I stayed up late, took sports team down to the Bay Area, and didn't call in. So here I am calling in.
Okay, what's up?
And well, I took the fan club down to watch Reading Christian play last night.
Uh-oh.
And, they sure played a good game, but they didn't come out on the top.
Yeah, I saw that. They lost.
And But what you saw in the newspaper, the score didn't reflect the game. Those kids played really good. They tied the game up there at one point when they were down 15 points.
Wow.
But the opposing team had one young man on there that started shooting unconscious from three-pointer range, and he was bombing them to death.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. I saw where in college basketball, this one kid scored 27 straight points. Somebody else in his team scored, and it's an NCAA record.
Oh, man, it was a fun game. But anyway, yeah. I was calling about that. But the other thing is if I had the opportunity, I would ask Wally Herger. They said, just because everybody else is doing the wrong thing, does that make it right?
Well, you know, he voted against the, you know, you love this. You know, he votes against the omnibus bill to keep the government going. But yet he puts in $42 million worth of earmarks. You know, and here's what I think about that. Okay, Wally had it both ways. You know, he said, this is wrong. It's increasing the spending by 10%. But if you're going to do it, I want to get my share. And my question is, I look at these things that he's paid, that he's buying, you know, like levees down in Sacramento and, you know, some fish dams or traps or things to help the salmon. My question is, what has come up here to Shasta County and Trinity County? I don't see any of those millions coming up here to do something.
Right.
So, that's my question is, you know, okay, I didn't see all that down there and, you know, we're getting, wiping out pests, it's helping out those rice growers. What about us up here?
Well, that's why I took him to task on that farm bill a while back.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more. Okay, Daniel.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Bye.
Rose, you're late this morning.
I'm late.
I know.
The late Rose Merlot.
You're up.
Morning glory, what a treat. Got to have a chuckle, right?
Okay.
Now, speaking of the Holocaust, why should we comply with most of Israel's demands?
Oh, okay.
Because there's a chance they could give us back a small part of Florida. Did you know that if you laid all the shrinks in the world head to foot around the periphery of the earth, that you could pretty much leave them there?
Oh, the psychiatrist. Okay. Thank you, Rose.
It's been fun. Got to run.
Thanks.
I've got a lot of psychedelic frogs to lick.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I think I heard that yesterday. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Charles, good morning.
Hey, have you heard about Mike Ng's puppy hit and run bill, also known as AB 1224?
Puppy hit and run bill?
Yeah,
what?
It was reported in the record searchlight either this past Saturday or this past Sunday.
Okay, this is AB 1224.
Right.
Okay, what is that now?
It would add pets, livestock, and various wild animals to the list of of things that if you hit them while driving a motor vehicle, you have to either contact the owner or leave a report with police before leaving the scene of an accident.
So if a raccoon runs out in the middle of the night and I run over it, is that one of the ones I have to stop and make a report? Or just people's dogs?
Raccoons, deers, rabid skunks.
So you've got to make a report. You have to stop, or you have to make a report, huh?
Both.
Here's the thing about you learn when you're when you learn about making rules and laws and orders, is you don't make a rule that people are going to break. Why do that? It's like, okay, you can't wear your hat inside the house. That's a law. Well, guess what?
Well, let's face facts. If you're going to hit a cow or a horse or a dog or a cat, chances are you're going to stop about it. Unless you don't realize that I just run over a rock, but you're not going to run over a rock.
You're out here on 299, out in the middle of nowhere, you run over a dog, you stop, make sure the dog's either dead or you can help it. But how are you going to, what are you going to do?
Look around
all the farms?
For a woman to stop in the middle of the night?
Yeah, you're not going to
on
do
the
that.
Side of the road and wait for a skunk?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Charles. Yeah. Thanks, Charles. Hey, Charles, hang on. We got to take it. If you want to hang on.
I'll wait through the break.
Okay. Hey, this is Carl in the Bot. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're going to sell stuff. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, home of the finest tobacco emporium in California, Espresso Joe's, home of all coffees. They visit Joe and Shelley and the girls at Tobacco and Brew today.
Hey, let's go to the last caller that we had.
Are you still on there, Charles?
Yes.
Okay.
You can dissect that bill for us a little bit. So what you're saying is that it's called the what bill?
The record searchlight calls it a puppy hit and run bill. You can find it at ledgeinfo.ca.gov if you really want to look.
The whole thing is when you make stupid laws, and people are not going to obey them because they can't, for one thing, is that, it just weakens the whole process.
Imagine also, the animal control offices in all of these rural counties are already overtaxed as it is.
Yeah.
Well, imagine the burden that's going to be on them. Also, before I hang up, I want to say the biggest battles we're going to have over water in the next few years are going to be over the allocations that we're having right now, but over one thing that can be described in two words: peripheral canal.
Hmm.
They want to go forward with that thing.
Well, here's the thing too. We're going to have a show. We're going to have an entire show devoted to the water thing. We're getting a bunch of information. We're getting help. As Mark Twain said, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over.
Yeah, and Lake Owens.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things. Anyway, Charles, this is going to be something. It is going to be a program that we're going to be really getting into with some experts about what's going to happen with the water. But thanks a lot for your phone call. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Bye.
Take it easy.
Okay. Something else that's going on. The Obama administration loves their veterans. I say that with tongue in cheek. I see where Michelle is helping out the families. At the same time, the Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Chinitsky confirmed Tuesday that the Obama administration is considering a controversial plan to make veterans pay for treatment of service-related injuries with private insurance. Instead of the VA paying for it, if you get shot, they want, and you're treated later on, they want your private insurance companies to do that. Well, of course, Congress, thank God for a change, has leaped into this and said, this is not something you better send to us. However, it is no official proposal to create a program has been announced publicly, but there's been a lot of things floating around the Obama administration. The groups also cited an increase in third-party collections, estimated in a 2010 budget proposal, something they said could be achieved only if the Veterans Administration started billing for service-related injuries. Now, I get shot in the butt in Afghanistan. I come back, I'm being treated. You want me to pay for that? You all sent me there. Anyway, if they asked about it, oh, you know, Shaninsky said it was under consideration. Final decision has been made. There's been like every veterans organization you can imagine is at the screaming at the top of their lungs about this, and they should. You know, this thing said it shouldn't even go forward. And yet when they, you know, if it's a service-connected injury, they've put their lives on the line. I don't think we should, you know, make them pay for it, nickel and dime them on it. Anyway, White House spokesmen would neither confirm nor deny the option was being considered. Thank you very much. Thank you. You know, man, just something else to let the veterans know how much we love them.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Robert Logan, 1350 Placid Street, attorney at law, bankruptcies, divorce, criminal, civil. He's the man to go to. We trust him. He's on our show. You listen to him, you know.
Yes, sir. March 19th is the anniversary of the sixth year in Iraq. Let us not forget. And we're going to meet as usual to recognize this day and our troops. Dedicated to our beautiful country, 7 p.m., Dana Street, Reading. Bring as many people as you can to the corner of Dana and Hilltop and the Discovery Village side this time. Wear your FHOT sweatshirts.
Families honoring our troops.
Right, or red, white, and blue. Bring flashlights and flags, or we'll just get out there. You know what? It's bodies count.
Well, you know, the thing is that it's not what you think about the war. I mean, obviously Barack Obama supports us being in Iraq, because he's keeping our people there, and he's always, obviously, he also is supporting more troops going into combat, because we're going into Afghanistan. This is our way to show that we support what Barack Obama is doing, by getting out there and supporting our troops.
Anyway, let's go to the phones. Don.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
To you too, Carl.
Thank you.
Carl, about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, about this veterans funding for healthcare.
Yes, sir.
And now they've re-entered it. They have new funding, expands health benefits to priority 8 veterans. So it says the new provision allows veterans whose incomes do not exceed VA's means test thresholds by more than 10% to enroll in the VA's healthcare system. I just thought I'd pass that along.
Okay.
Because they weren't taking any people for a long time.
Well, they are. You know, there are some big changes now. Dave Lanford,
yeah,
who is our Shasta County Veterans Representative, who does just a outstanding job. I can't say enough about Dave Lanford.
Yeah.
He's going to be a guest on our show a week from Monday, so I think it's the 23rd. He's going to be, and we're going to talk a lot about these programs that are out there, and they're also going to have Pete Privett in hopefully that week to talk about what's going on in our clinic itself, because there are a lot of changes that have happened, and there are some more changes that need to happen.
Oh, well, they have a whole bunch, and there's too many, but I just thought I'd put that out over the air. In case anybody's listening.
Oh,
so,
you'd be surprised how many people listen to this.
Healthcare is so expensive, you know, and they take good care of you over here at Hartnell.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Don, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
You bet.
You know, one of the things we talked about at the break was, you know, we get into these conversations, and Kelly, our wonderful producer, we were discussing that during these economic times, how it makes you go inside of your house and your body and your family and think about streamlining, simplifying. And I think that the subject matter was about customer service,
yeah,
that as we're looking around, customer service is actually getting better because people want your, right, Kelly?
Yeah, you pretty much think that's what I said earlier, so.
Well, yeah, but tell our listeners.
I was just thinking that, you know, in times like this, customer service actually returns. People really want your business, and they want you to, like, you know, come to their shop, and, you know, they'll go the extra mile to do things for you.
Well, you know, because things are tough.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they're starting to maybe, instead of take customers for granted, oh, they'll come back, it's like they may not come back.
Yeah, they're like, wait a second, I need this money, you know, I need to work, and...
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I kind of like to see the return to customer service.
Well, you know, and here's the thing about Frosty, you know.
It's respect.
I kid Frosty, but I tell you what, he's a great man. But he is cynical at times, as we all are. But so when you start seeing things like this, it's good. Tom.
Yeah, what's this business about if you,
it's called hit a puppy.
Hit something, you gotta stop, call the cops.
Well, I know that you go out of your way probably to run over ducklings. So.
Oh.
I do everything I can to dodge it, but you know, it's kind of interesting. I can see it now. If you want to do a drug heist or to rob something, you have an accomplice chase a bunch of critters out on the road and run over them, and then the guy or somebody runs over, and then the cop's busy taking care of that while they're robbing the store
yeah.
down the street. I mean, gee, many Christmas. I guess if I run over a skunk, I should call Nancy Pelosi, and if I run over a snake, I should call the American Bar Association.
Huh? Oh!
Well, I mean, where's this going to end?
I don't know.
I mean,
but
the cops can't even get criminals, and now they're going to have them out there chasing after somebody that runs over some...
I don't think this would be at the top of their priority
list. Hey, Tom, you know what? Guess what?
What?
PETA. We are going to do something off the wall, and... have invited PETA as they do some kind of protesting or demonstration here in Reading. We have asked them to come on for a segment on the show next week.
Do
so
that. Hey, I'll try to be here.
March,
you better.
March 19th, they would be here.
Somebody said I was kind of ugly yesterday by saying I wasn't going to rent to somebody that had a 215 prescription and he likened to, well, you don't like a black person. You know, people that throw out that kind of stuff are kind of off the wall. I have rented to black people before. I never had a bit of problem. In fact, I'll tell you something. I even rented to a couple of gay guys last summer when they were here in town, a service, rental service.
Well, good.
And you know what? They left the place cleaner than most people did.
Well,
but you know what?
Tom.
My problem I had up in Hay Fork, I had a fourplex up there. This mother who had a child there, and that stuff was right outside the window. These people would not stop, and I ain't putting up with it.
Yeah.
And I have people sign a thing, a drug thing, and I put, this includes marijuana, and no exceptions to 215, so they know what it is when they go in. And I used to have, that place of mine had a reputation that under my nose that a lot of druggies were staying there. Well, I cleaned them out.
Yeah,
and I started getting some decent tenants, and I ain't putting up with it. I don't care what the law is about 215, because it's nothing but a smoke screen.
Hey, Tom.
They pass it out for prescriptions for just about anything.
Thank you for your
thoughts. Thanks a lot, Tom. Hey, have a great weekend. Bill.
Yo.
You're on, Bill.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I'm calling in regard to American Legion Post 720.
Yeah.
We're going to have a car and a bike wash Sunday morning from about 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Well, we're going
to get the public to come out.
We're going to need that.
Okay, tell us where you are.
And also, the Sons of the American Legion at the same time are going to have a steak and egg breakfast.
Great.
So you can get your vehicle washed and eat breakfast at the same time. We're in Shasta Lake City. I think everybody pretty much out there knows if you're lost, you can just ask somebody. But go down Shasta Dam Boulevard, turn south on Garden Brook, turn west on Vallecito, and we're right across from the Wayne Price baseball field.
Okay, so American Legion's having a car and bike wash. The Sons of the American Legion are having a steak and egg breakfast. It's
yep.
going to start at?
Approximately 9 o'clock in the morning for the breakfast and about 10 for the wash.
Okay, so it starts at 9 o'clock, and that's Sunday.
Sunday morning.
And where's the funds going for?
The American Legion does a lot of community service, so
okay.
The Sons are going to donate their money to the scholarship. They have a scholarship they do every year for a local high school student, and we just sponsored. We have a Bass, they call it Bass baseball team out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so all the money goes back into the community.
Well, you know what? You guys are doing a great job out there, as usual, and I know there's a lot of bike riders out there.
Yeah, we got a lot of bike riders. So.
Yeah,
great idea. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Bill,
all right, have a good day.
You too.
Bet.
I'm going to be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and the Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by New Image Studios, 2655 Park Marina Drive. Dan and Julia will take those photos of your business, interior and exterior, that will highlight your services. Great photographers, great people. Dan, Julia, New Image Studios. All right.
Hey, we had a caller that wanted a reminder or clarification of the steak and the...
The tri-tip dinner.
Yes.
Okay, it's for Sierra Pate. It's going to be conducted at the John Baudet Senior Hall Center in Shasta Lake tomorrow night, March 14th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Dinner's a dine-in or take-out with tri-tip and all the fixings at $7 a ticket. Now, that's tomorrow, at the John Baudet Senior Hall Center in Shasta Lake.
1525 Median Avenue, City of Shasta Lake. There you
That's
go.
That's right. Okay, get out there.
All right.
Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. I love your show.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
I got a call about the last fellow who was talking about how he wanted to break the law because and not rent to certain people because he didn't like those people breaking the law. I just think that is so ironic how he couldn't just say, oh, someone who was in 215, they're horrible lawbreakers, but I'm a good guy because I'm going to break the law and not rent to him. I just think it's hilarious.
Well, you know, here's the thing that I see is that, you know, some people, you know, people believe, hey, this is my property. I'm trying to keep it clean. If somebody grows marijuana on my property, because what the feds do, they can come down and they can bust the people, but they can also seize the property. I mean, I think that's a legal thing. Now, does that have anything to do with people that have a prescription for this and they're smoking it? I mean, I think that's kind of a different thing.
And you know,
we didn't pass this law, 215 in California, to let the pigs mess with anybody who they want to.
Well,
go to the forest and collect and go to after the illegal aliens growing illegal plants and do all the illegal stuff. But people who are growing at their homes doing things that are within the law, you need to leave those people alone.
Hey, Daniel, here's one thing. You know, I agree with the individual freedoms. But what I don't agree, and we are civil, is calling people names.
I'm sorry.
You know, we don't do that. You know, and I don't care who they are. Come on. We are civil. I mean, you have a perfect right to say what you're saying. And you know what? As far as individual rights, I couldn't agree with you more, but let's just, you know.
Well,
let's keep it above here.
I think illegally by these people, and it made me angry, and I called them a name. Police. There. They're the police.
I understand, you know, but you know.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, and you're always welcome to
Semper Fi. Love your show.
Hey, Semper Fi, Daniel.
Hey, let's go to Mark because he's got a correction on the breakfast connection. What's going on,
okay,
Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Hello, Carl and Linda.
Hi.
Hello, Mark.
This is Mark Smith, the Area 1 Vice Commander for the Sons of the American Legion. We got a chance to meet at 9/11. Carl, you're an awesome speaker. Most people haven't had that privilege, I don't think. On what Bill was telling about the steak and egg breakfast, those are not just regular steaks. Those are R&R quality meat steaks.
Ooh.
Oh, so this isn't just something you find along the road.
Oh, no, this isn't roadkill. No. This is the best.
That's good because under that puppy act, you can be in trouble.
Oh, no.
The fundraiser goes for two main things that we hold during the year. One of them is the Ron Hale Memorial Scholarship at Central Valley High.
Uh-huh.
And I just got the chance to write a check and deliver a check for $300 to our Shasta Lake Bass baseball team, which is part of American Legion Baseball.
Yeah.
Cool.
That plays in our field across the street from our post.
That's great.
So I'd like everybody to come out and really support that and tip heavily because it's all going right back out to the community.
Cool.
Tip heavily, I love that.
You know, and I love the fact that it's R&R Meats. You know, we go there too.
Charlie down here has been taking care of me for 16 years. I've been cooking there at the post for a long time.
Well, I tell you what, you know, that's, you know.
You guys are great out there, by the way. You put on a great 9/11 event.
You know what, that was probably one of the, you know, we go to a lot of great events, as you probably can guess, but that was really a good ceremony.
Thank you. Since I'm on air, we're on June 27th, we are having a flag retirement ceremony.
Yeah.
We have it in front of our post. Looks like a mailbox, but it's actually a flag depository.
Okay.
We have about 500 to 600 flags in our post that have stacked up, that are worn out.
Yeah.
And there's a ceremony that most people haven't seen. Carl, you may have.
Yeah.
The tearjerker.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we're going to
Kleenex.
We're going to talk more about that, and we will be more than happy to let people know about this, to come down and see something as great as this.
Yeah, send us an email, and we'll get you on to talk
about
that. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Have a great day.
Oh, we got a call from Lloyd. Now, this has been on my mind today.
Lloyd, you're up.
Yes, I was just reading the paper, and they were saying that 71% of the people don't want California to split in half.
Yep.
Well, obviously, they haven't talked to anybody in Northern California.
That's exactly what we were saying.
You know what it is? It's a guy that did the survey. I read about him. He's Harvard-educated, and guess where he lives? San Francisco.
Well, that's considered, some people consider that Northern California, but
nobody
people from the North State think that
that's
not, a whole other planet.
That's another, it is. But you know,
I think they should split the state. Like Sacramento South would be one state, and above Sacramento another. And take San Francisco down to the south with them. I mean, our needs and our thoughts in, you know, Redding North or even Red Bluff or Chico North are completely different than Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento.
Yeah. I agree. You know what? You're 100% right, Lloyd. And not only that, but when I see the earmarks that came in here out of this bill from a congressman, I don't see anything coming up here to us.
Of course not.
You know, I don't see something coming into Trinity for the woods, you know, or something like that. I don't see something coming into Redding. I mean, where's our $2 or $3 million?
Just what I wanted to say is that I think if you ask the people in the North State, they would be probably 90 to even 95% in favor of splitting from the rest of California.
Well, let's not give up yet. Who knows what will happen? Thanks a lot, Lloyd. We've got a break.
Hey, our lines are loaded. Yeah. Hold on.
This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. Free Fire is brought to you in part by Home Helpers. The trusted staff helps the elderly, new moms, and recovering patients in their homes. 226-8350.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Finest jewelry in town by the finest prices, only on-site watchmaker in Redding.
Let's get to the phones. You've been
Mike,
waiting for a while.
Sorry to make you wait, Mike. You're up.
Hey, no problem. It's an honor to wait. And thank you very much for your service to our country. My family appreciates it.
Thank you, Mike.
We had a chance, in fact, to meet you as well at the 9/11 ceremony out in Salt Lake City, and it was very moving and powerful. You met myself and my son. My son was a fireman for the city of Salt Lake, and
Absolutely.
Now he's serving in the United States Navy. Yeah. My question is, there's a banner that you can get and hang in your windows or on your front door, and it's a rectangular banner. It's a red border, white background with a blue star in the middle, which signifies you have a service member serving.
Right.
Where can you get those? I don't have access to the internet, and the local Army Navy store has no idea what I'm talking about.
Okay, here's what I need you to do. Call this number, 241-2682.
2682.
Right, that's my office number. And just leave a message, and I will get to you the right person. But I'm pretty sure that Pauline Ariano will be able to help you with this, but I don't want to give her number out over the air.
Sure.
So call me, we'll get somebody right back to you. Hey, and congratulations what you do, and we're proud of your son.
Thank you very much.
You bet, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jim. Let's go to Jim.
Jim, you're up.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Pastor Jim.
Jim Dyer.
Hey, well, it's
Dahl.
Dahl, sorry.
Yeah, hey, Dahl. Yeah, you know, they call me a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Hey,
he only married us.
Yeah.
Good to hear your voices this
you
morning.
You too.
You married both of us?
Hey, both of you guys, okay. You lucky guy. Hey, I just want to let your listeners know that 2 weeks from tomorrow, on the 28th of March, Red Cross is providing a free CPR Saturday for the community.
Wow.
And it's a fantastic day, but the problem is that people need to register. They either need to go online at ShastaRedCross.org, and they can register through that, and it's really easy to remember, ShastaRedCross.org. Or call the office here, a Red Cross office, at 244-8000.
Okay.
Great.
But it's going to be at Simpson University from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3, and it's going to be a great day. There's kids' activities, and Simpson University and Shasta Regional Medical Center are helping to sponsor it. And
great.
Free CPR Saturday.
Super.
28th.
And just
Excellent.
Remember, everybody, if most everybody knows what we look like if you go to our website, and everybody should be out there taking those CPR classes. Anybody sees me grab my chest and fall on the ground.
Yeah,
Jim,
there you go.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Hey, bless you guys. Have
you
a great
bet.
Day.
Have a great weekend.
Jan, quick.
I received an email, and it was regarding if you guys are disgusted and angry about the way Washington is handling our taxes. The email was about on April 1st, you put a tea bag in an envelope and send it to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20500.
Okay. Now, next Wednesday, we are having a gent by the name of Greg Mann. He's going to come in and talk about a taxpayer's revolt up here that has to do with things just like that.
Oh, good.
So that'll be Wednesday, and that'll be our guest on Wednesday. So thank you so much, Jan.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, now, we have, quite a few things going on.
Well, we love the show. We love being here, and we also want to always tell you and welcome you to contact us at freefireradio.com, and you can always hear us streaming on kqms.com.
That's right. And, you know, we've got a lot of things going, you know, this weekend. There's a lot of things going with the tri-tip dinner on Sunday. Saturday. You've got
Festa di Italia.
You've got Sundial Film Festival.
Yep, tonight.
That starts tonight. And by the way, tonight is the film that Linda's in. Okay, next week our guest Monday will be the Libertarian Party. That's going to be interesting. Tuesday we're going to be talking with the police, and we're talking to a gentleman that's going to tell you how Bernie Madoff stole $50 billion and how you can prevent that from happening to you. And then, of course, Wednesday we've got tax bagging. And then Thursday, PETA. What a week set up. So you all have a great weekend. Be careful. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?
To mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my